Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, Foreman, Austin Orman, one of the last quick segment. We're out here live at Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. Give the Lincoln Day. I know for a fact we got over 444. Because unlike other people in here, I chose to put my money where my mouth is.
446. So we got 10 more to get to 456.
Yeah,
is that the next magic
more,
number?
10 more in the next
10 minutes.
10 minutes, we could get to 456 before we turn it over to WTF with Strick and Cluster. Going, they're probably live back at the studio, obviously. But it's been a great day. Tickets been out here from 6 a.m. to always going to be eventually 6 p.m. Great day not only for Matt Talbot Kitchen Outreach, but the city of Lincoln. Obviously, has always been very generous to all the various charities and stuff like and the nonprofits, but it's also a byproduct of the community of Lincoln. And, you know, obviously, the ticket's been involved the last 3 years, and we appreciate Matt Talbot and Kitchen and letting us come out here to help them celebrate their day.
What a mission, right? What a job that they do. I know we got the chance to talk to not their whole staff, right, because they do still have day jobs. They can't just come run their mouths and yap with us the whole time. But the people that we did get to talk to, you know, throughout the course of May, right, setting up for Give to Lincoln Day, and then everyone that stopped by, you can tell the passion, the care they have for not just their job, but the community, the people that they serve. That is very clearly evident in everything they do, the way they talk about the community that they're here to help. You can tell it's more than a job for them, right? You get like, you know, purpose, kind of calling, vocational kind of vibes for these people, for just how invested they are in the growth, the development of Matt Talbot as an organization and the people that they serve.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, you could tell when you come in here, you got the staff. And, I mean, obviously, the staff is a byproduct, obviously, of the people are a little bit the higher-ups. What they really believe in, you know, from the top all the way down to the everyday people that, you know, help bring people in, give them some services, and obviously lead and then also be with them on their path to bigger and brighter days. And so, Give the Lincoln Day is a big day for everybody, but it's just one day because I guarantee you tomorrow they're starting on next year, and it's allowing them to do some other things that to expand their presence and obviously, you know, reach more people. So the work is never done, but also, like I said before, it's a good day to celebrate themselves because, you know, today is a byproduct of all the work they've done in years past and what they can do in the future.
Absolutely is.
And then Austin, you know, back to sports now. We didn't really get to talk about my Timberwolves because Strick.
Someone hijacked the conversation.
No, Strick. I didn't know Strick was. Something happens in Utah, man. Something happens in Utah, man. Yeah. I'm telling you. No, I'm just.
That's
playing.
Why you'll never go.
No, I've been
again.
It's a beautiful. It's a beautiful place. I have a friend that lives up there, and he won't leave. And you know what's funny?
He got Kyle Filipowski.
I know for a fact he did. He's from Brooklyn, New York. He was my Nike rep.
Oh, no way.
And he transitioned from Nike football to when Nike golf was exploding. And
really, Nike golf? Why did that explode?
Yeah, TW. And he was up there at, I forget what it's called, like Baker's Ranch, some high end, you know, golf course community. And so he was he was a brother, and he was a head pro,
okay,
up in Utah. Yeah. Okay. He loved it. Okay. He has a family, you know, that wife, a few kids, and then obviously Nike Golf went, you know, with the golf, you know, clubs and product and gear. no longer exists, and he's up. He's still up there. He's in real estate. He sells high-end real estate. He sends me, you know, I see pictures of him, my man Greg and G Money. He snowboards. He does everything, and it's beautiful up there, and he loves it. So not everything's all bad in Utah, but
anyways, your Timberwolves. We always still have time. Let's
get to Timberwolves. That. It's a huge year for any team like the Timberwolves. And here's how.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Far the Timberwolves have came, because I remember going to watch them when they didn't have anybody. You know, when they had Scottie Brooks and Randy Brewer and all those guys. But then when they thought they were in the apex with KG and all those guys and Sprewell and all that, now to present day with Ant, you're close. But yet so far, because in some ways, you're no different than the Atlanta Hawks on the other side, because the same fan base, right? In the article I was reading, they have the same pressures. When are you going to go all in?
Yeah.
When are you going to go all in? And same with Atlanta, right? And you know, the thing that maybe hurts Minnesota, and you remember when Stephon Marbury was there, he said he didn't come out of his house for like 4 months because of how cold it was. That could be your excuse with the term, but not so much anymore, right? Especially with the infrastructure of Minneapolis and all that. Same with Atlanta, you don't have to deal with that. Now it's organization. What are you going to do to catch for the Timberwolves? What are you going to do now, since you know that you can deal with Denver? What are you going to do to deal with OKC? So you got to change your roster a little bit and your philosophy. So some of your guys that were brought to counteract Denver might have to go. That's fine. Or change the way you play. Now with Atlanta, who's in the same, the East is up for grabs.
Yeah.
So this is the perfect time. You had the excuses of the LeBron era, right? You had Pacer, and then you had the Heat era. And then you had the Celtics before that. And then you had LeBron before that. So you had all the built-in excuse. Now there's no excuses. Now with the Timberwolves, what can you do? Is it purely a mentality change led by Ant? Or do you bring in that mid-level, I guess, tier two superstar that's actually a tier one superstar mentality that can really pick up the leadership role and the mentality role to maybe push Ant, to focus Ant a little bit more, to make him more aggressive in big time moments, to really take over? And it's like, remember when, I mean, D Wade and those guys were really good before, but you got to think when Shaq went there and he said, this is your team, right? I'm here to make you better.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like when LeBron went to the Heat, D Wade, you know, LeBron was the bell cow. D Wade was the guy that taught him how to be a closer or a superstar.
And then who else they bring in alongside?
Bosh. Right.
And who was already there?
D Wade.
UD.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. UD, who was and been there. He played 20 years in Miami. There's a reason why him, the Jared Dudleys, the PJ Tuckers, why these guys continue to play, because those guys help teams get to the next level.
James Johnson,
who's still, and that's hands down, got the James Johnson got the best hands in the league,
without a doubt. It's funny he went to Minnesota and Atlanta. That's, I think, a really great comparison. Relatively cursed sports markets. You know the Minnesota history. It's been since the 90s for the Twins.
Yeah.
Vikings have their own history. The Wild continue to make the playoffs and not do anything with it up there. Minnesota football never really been, you know, a contender there. And Atlanta has none of those excuses. But at some point, both these organizations, Jay, are looking for that cycle breaker.
Right.
You know, who's going to come in and disrupt what we had, right? Atlanta had Dominique for a while. Yeah. He couldn't do it. That 2015 team with the five All-Stars couldn't do it. both those cities just need someone to come in there and you know, shake the cage, rattle the cycle. I thought it was KG, thought it was Ant. Turns out, not quite yet.
Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school to new school way. Once again, appreciate Matt Talbot, Kitchen and Outreach, letting us be out here all day, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Turn it over. WTF, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we're out.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.